The Rio Del City Council approved a one-year extension of the employment agreements with city employees and the police during their July 7th regular meeting. The consent item was not discussed in open session, but the council packet included the details of the agreements. Each city employee and police officer will receive a $600 bonus in December. The city employees will also receive their birthdays off with pay as an additional holiday, which will match a benefit already received by the police. The wastewater superintendent and water superintendent will receive a 3% cost of living adjustment, and police officers will receive a stay fit incentive of up to $500 each. It is not apparent if the increased personnel costs in the agreements passed during the meeting were included in the fiscal year 15-16 budget, which was approved at the prior meeting. The budget passed at that time included approximately $300,000 taken from reserves to cover deficits. The council will be discussing options for addressing the deficit during the next city council meeting. Water issues took up the majority of the meeting, with a presentation on the Metropolitan Well Site project and discussion of a letter of support for extending a water pipeline from the Humboldt Community Services District line at the College of the Redwoods to Rio Del. Rio Del is working on developing a secondary water source for emergencies or water curtailment orders from the state, like those issued last summer, that resulted in mandatory water rationing. The city's sole source of water is the Eel River, which has been at historic low flow levels last summer and again this year due to the drought. The former city water wells located in the former Eel River sawmill site are being reactivated and brought back online for emergencies. The water will need increased filtration at the source to remove higher levels of manganese and iron before it can be brought into the main city water system. The wells will not fully be operational as an emergency water source until the first of next year. Another alternative for water is the excess water rights held by the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District. They need to find another recipient for some of the water that had been used in the past by industrial customers, or risk losing the rights to that water, in which case it will likely be used down south. Rio Del is very interested in gaining access to the water, but it would require a pipeline to extend all the way from the College of the Redwoods. There is also an interest by others in taking the water north of Eureka, as described by City Manager Kyle Knopp.
Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District's water potentially could also be moved further north from McKinleyville up to Trinidad. The council may be aware that the casino development in Trinidad is interested in a pretty massive expansion project. In order to do so, they need additional water supply. And then the city of Trinidad is also interested in looking at some potential ability to expand or diversify their water source.
There is a roadblock to the feasibility study, with either side not wanting to bear the full cost of the study. The water district wants to see some tangible form of interest by the city before going forward, which is summarized by Knopp.
In my discussions with our neighboring entities and with the community services district and the water suppliers, potentially just a small token would be enough to signal the intent and see if we can get other entities to sign on. And I wouldn't recommend to this council that we move forward unless there were other stakeholders willing to put funds up and move the project forward. And so if it is the council's desire to continue to pursue this project, and then staff's recommendation would be to authorize the city manager to go ahead and negotiate with approximately $2,000 as a match for the project, provided that other partners sign on and provide funding for the overall project.
The city council voted to sign a letter of support for the concept of a feasibility study. It is hoped that the pipeline study can go forward to determine if the water from the Mad River can be brought to Rio Del. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be July 21st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. The full council packet and the video of the meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.